This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
We have a guest in the studio today.
We sure do. He's going to be pretty quiet, though, probably.
Okay. He better. He's been our quietest child. He's cried the least.
The last few days, for sure.
Oh, it finally, reality. What did I say proudly last episode ago? This has been easier than I thought. Oh, no.
Tides have turned, huh?
I think our son listens to the podcast. He went, watch this. He's like, how about I just don't sleep anymore?
Mm-hmm.
See how that works out for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we knew that was coming, though. We were waiting for a time when a toddler wasn't going to sleep as well as Miles. And it happened. Two nights.
Well, here we are. We're back in the studio. Got a lot to catch up on. We got a lot of fun fan submissions that we've been backlogged. We need to get to. Thanks for all the love, y'all. Thanks for all the love on the recent episodes. So let's get into it. We got our correct opinions. What's going on? And we got to give some people advice because we're middle-aged.
Yes. Uh-huh. And my brain feels very capable of that right now.
All right. Let's do it. Roll music.
Correct opinions.
Doing a lot of meal trains, had friends come over. Mm-hmm. So they brought the whole crew over to the backyard, kids, dog, and we had a load blanket outside because sometimes we get cozy out there on the
patio.
It's nice out. Mm-hmm. This dog couldn't get enough of the Lola blanket, so we said, hey, we got this Lola blanket dog bed.
Yeah.
They said their dog's been losing their mind over it.
I mean,
so all humans love Lola, and dogs apparently too. Lola blankets, we have them all in our house. Now they have a pet bed. So dog, I guess, whatever pet you got, I bet pigs might like it.
Yeah.
Pot-bellied pigs. The cover is removable, machine washable. It's completely shed-free, made with durable double stitching, so it actually holds up over time. And if you don't have a pet, you have to keep the world's softest blanket all for yourself. Crafted with ultra-soft luxury faux fur and a signature four-way stretch that sets it apart. No matter who you are, you need some Lola in your life. They have over 20,000 five-star reviews. It's the world's number one blanket. Comfortable, durable. They have a mini bunch of colors. And the Lola pet bed is OEKO Tech Standard 100 certified, meaning it's made without harmful chemicals and safe for your pet and home. So for a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off, 40.
That's a great deal.
On select Lola Blanket products with code CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout. Head to lolablankets.com and use code CORRECTOPINIONS, no space, all one word, CORRECTOPINIONS, to get 40% off your first order. After you purchase, tell them we sent you, support the show. Lolablankets.com, CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout for 40% off. I have been wearing the Warby Parkers. I stole them from you.
Yeah, where are they?
That's the problem. I don't know. But we'll find them. I never actually lose something. They always turn up. You got the Warbies because they're a proud sponsor of the pod. Warby Parker.
I love them.
Sunglasses, glasses, eyeglasses, contacts, one-stop shop. We love them. They're quality. I've been wearing them for like a decade. It's really mm-hmm. cool that they're like a sponsor now.
It's the first sunglasses you bought me.
Oh my gosh. Parker. When you moved here,
uh-huh.
we were just shopping on the plaza.
You were like, I'm going to buy you something special.
We were dating. Uh-huh. And I love you so much. I didn't say that. Yeah, I said that probably. I was saying that by then. Yeah.
I moved here, so yeah.
And I go, I'm going to buy you these Warby Parkers. And you go, okay, wow, cheapskate. These are really affordable. And then you go, well, actually, the quality is incredible. And I go, yeah.
Yeah.
They're affordable and incredible.
And I had them a really long time until you threw them away to car wash.
So now we have more pairs, all the pairs you want.
Really glad we have more.
Warby Parkers. Maybe the best part of Warby Parker, every pair they sell, they also give a pair to someone in need. We love Warby Parker. You will too. They have different styles, colors, whether prescription or sunglasses. This includes anti-reflective, scratch-resistant, and UV-protective coatings, all for $95. So right now, buy one pair of glasses and get 20% off any additional pairs. WarbyParker.com/correctopinions. That's 20% off any additional pairs when you purchase a pair at WarbyParker.com/correctopinions.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
So our oldest has discovered lying. This is good. Yeah. Derek, your kids lie?
I haven't gotten lying yet, but...
Your kids never lied?
I don't think so.
Wow. Wow. Because I,
that's not a good tray.
Because for a while I was like, oh, it is nice when you could tell, like, when he tells us something, he's means it. You know, he's like, no, I went potty in the bath or something. And you're, because we're like, did you potty recently? You're like, yeah, he really did. Like, we know that.
Yeah.
But then, that's not good. Our 3-year-old discovered lying. He's a mischievous little guy who's in bed. We've done the whole thing where it's like, go to bed, and he rejects it. And then he's screaming. And then, we try to be nice. Then you threaten to punish him. We're going to take something away. Then you go, do I need to spank you? And I've only spanked him once or twice. And I'm like, I don't think this is working. And so we've tried everything, ignoring him. And so we're trying to just tell him, like, okay, if you just scream and scream, that doesn't help. Tell us something you actually need.
Yeah. Cause
so you see how his brain.
He is screaming bloody murder. I mean, he is a new screaming.
And so then that kind of works. Cause one night he goes, mommy, dad, I have to pee in the middle of the night. Of course, could he get up and do it himself? Yes. But we go in there and we help him and we go back to bed. You go, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you see the slippery slope beginning. Mommy, dad, I need something. You go in there. He's like, now you can tell he's kind of making stuff up.
Yeah.
And then last night, it so begins. Mommy, daddy, I'm sick.
Yeah, he was, and I was like, oh my gosh, what?
I'm
like,
sick.
Did he throw up or like, what happened?
Went in there and I go, what, how are you sick? And I know him already, right? Because when he's been sick, you can
tell
a child's, sick. What's wrong? I just finished my book and my stomach hurt. Or your stomach hurts. He goes, yeah. And I go, what is it? Is it hungry? Is it, no, it hurts. I could tell he's talking to me all nice and joyfully. I'm like, so I got him to sleep and they woke up this morning. We woke up to mommy, I'm sick.
Yeah.
At a fairly reasonable hour. Thank goodness. But I go in there and we get to talk and we get up and I ascertain that he's lying. So then we spent the whole morning, listening to The Boy Who Cried Wolf. And which he thought that was an awesome story. So we listened to that 10 times. And then he was telling you about it. He's like, look at this cool story. I'm like, but do you understand?
I don't think he understood that at all. No.
I go, all right. As best I could. Yeah. Well, if you always yell you're sick when you're actually sick, we're not going to believe you. I don't know.
I mean, he did it to me twice. Two days ago, he kind of, I asked him, like, I was feeding Miles on the couch. I couldn't see his plate. And I said, okay, you can get down if you've eaten everything on your plate. And he said, yeah, of course I did. And I said, okay. And he got down and, I mean, he ate one bite off of his plate.
How do you think he's learned this? He's learned it from one of us. Maybe. Because you're always telling him, like, you guys know I love daddy. I love kissing daddy. And they go, we're not seeing it.
Huh.
And so he goes, So he goes, I can say something then not mean it.
You think that's how he learned?
Do you think that's how he got it?
I don't think that's how he got it. No.
Maybe me, like, I love spending time with you guys. And I go to my office for like a few hours.
Dude,
I really do work when I go to the office. I want you to know that. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I've never really had the Sunday scaries. I like working. I'm blessed to enjoy my job. But you get a little bit like, all right, Monday's around. What's the opposite of, I think working parents, the Sunday.
You have Friday scaries?
The Friday scaries.
Yeah. Yeah. Scared for the weekend.
The Friday scaries. Oh, tomorrow. No, you look forward to it because it's been all week, but more the Sunday, what's like a word? I can't think of a word for like good. Starts with an S. Sunday. I can't think of anything. What's your name?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Katie.
I went to my office Monday morning and just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you're just, I go, all right.
Well, we had, it was definitely a
weekend.
A weekend, yeah. And
we did the classic roll the dice. Every parent's done this. You stay up a little too late and you go, really count on my kids to come through on this one. If they give me a rough night, I'm double worse. We had our first socialization in a month. Friday, I saw somebody. Saturday, you saw your girls. So we stayed up, an hour or so later than usual. And then both those nights, he went rogue. And it was like, oh, our daughter randomly screamed. Friday night was like, we woke up every hour. Anyway, enough of that. Yeah. We're fine. Everything's fine. Your mommy needs to come back.
Yeah, she does.
And we got some great submissions. So thank y'all. Let's get to those soon. First, correct opinion. Can I start?
Yeah, I was just gonna say you look very handsome for being so tired. You don't look that tired.
So when the wolf was actually there, they didn't come. You get the story right.
I'm being honest.
No, you can't do this.
Because
the one day you actually want the tea, you're gonna come at me and I go, all right, yeah, I'm not gonna believe it. Do we need to listen to the story again?
The girl who cried. You look nice. I wasn't trying to get anything out of it, to be honest. Oh, okay.
I did. I enjoyed the comment. I'm back to being locked in. I've eaten 500 calories a day. I'm very lightheaded.
And I said, if this causes you any ailments or you get sick or run down because you're doing this, it is not my problem.
Can we eat fruits and vegetables again? You're a lunatic.
No.
I've never thought I'd say this ever in my life. I want fruits and vegetables so bad.
They just came out with they think something else is causing it.
Well, me and my buddies in solidarity. I know Derek would appreciate this. The diarrhea parasite. Me and my buddies on Guys Night in solidarity, because they've always been there for us. We got $100 worth of Taco Bell.
Right. They need us now more than ever.
Yeah, they need us. And what have they ever done? They've done nothing but do their best to make us happy. And they need
their
us now
more.
And there's an argument it's the safest. There's an argument.
Yeah. Yep.
It's the safest place to eat in America right now.
I said this exactly to Becca. It's like the guy that goes to places after it's been a natural disaster or attack.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
It's never been safer. And we supported them. I loaded up.
Those stoners are on their game right now.
But they are.
They are.
And I could tell because
I got
it was like the best I got to deliver in a while. I got my sauces. A lot of times these late night stoner deliveries, they forget my sauces, which is a disaster. If anyone knows Taco Bell, you gotta have the sauce. They got all the sauces. It was delicious. So we're here for you, Taco Bell. We'll always support you. And it's been almost a week now. So I think I'm good. I'm clear.
It's been 3 days.
It feels like. Oh my gosh, it's been 3 days.
That was Friday night and it's Monday.
Life is creeping by. And that's great. I'm soaking it all in.
Have you said the days are long but the years are short yet?
You gotta say that. The days are long but the years are short.
I needed to hear that last night.
The days are long, the years are short.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
I would. Yeah.
Years have been pretty long as well.
I don't think so. It's flying by. We're already halfway through. It's almost August.
Oh, I thought you said... Derek, how's your 18-month journey of getting shredded?
I talked about going hiking a lot more. We went on vacation. We hiked. So I was like, we got to make this a regular thing.
Yeah,
we haven't yet, but we talked about it.
That's good. That's good. You're in the right space. We got to do this
more. Do you feel like because you had the...
I feel so good.
We got to hike around Missouri more.
What is it? How do you even say it? Cyclospora?
Diarrhea parasite.
That one. Do you feel like you kind of are like...
I felt pretty good.
DP.
Yeah, you kind of are like, I don't really need to do this now. I'm kind of where I want to be now.
He cleansed. He was hiking. He's never felt better.
Mm. I got those toxins out of me.
Well.
Jealous a little bit.
No.
You know, there's a lot of... There's some people out there that are like, I hope I get it.
I don't think so.
100% There's unhealthy minded people, Ellie. Let me get some of that.
Is that you? Is that what you're saying?
No, I really don't want it.
Oh, okay.
I'm locked in. My new challenge, day two, eating right. Because I had a 25 day bender, first 25 days of his life. I there's no rules. I just ate and ate and ate and ate. I mean, I once cracked a beer at noon on a Tuesday. I had a pint of ice cream, but I've developed some really good habits of. The quantities.
I do feel like you've still done better though.
To end the bender of horrible habits of Monster energy drinks and just too many of them, I go, all right, tomorrow starts. So I got Wingstop. And I didn't tell you this, but I ordered 25 wings. And I wanted five different flavors. It's only like you get five flavors. And I'll be honest, actually, I wanted 20 and they go, hey, you just signed up for our app, 5 free. I go, all right, twist my arm. Twist my chubby arm. And I ate probably 15 of them. Isn't that amazing? Yet last year this time, your boy would have put them down and then gotten some ice cream. So I'm doing better.
You You are.
I'm really doing good at, like, you know what? I'm full. I'm gonna be done. But I'm locked in. I'm doing a little, like, realistic. Every day I got to do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 body squats, 50 pull-ups.
That's a lot of pull-ups.
Do you rock with the pull-ups, or we just?
No, I've been doing pull-ups a long time, so I can. Oh. 50. Yeah, you do them like. I can knock out like a dozen, and then I do like seven, then I do like five, then I do like five at a time, five at like three, two. It's kind of hard, but it's achievable because today I've done half that in between a meeting or a work few emails, just drop and do some. So yeah, feeling good. 25 days, undo what Miles did to me, and I love him for it. My correct opinion.
Okay.
Is that matcha sucks.
I disagree.
And you like these, and you're always like, give me a matcha. And I've tried it once, and I just like, I don't really see how this tastes good at all. And then recently I go, let me revisit this, and it's appalling. I mean, it tastes like grass.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yeah.
Why do you like...
I don't know why I like it.
It tastes like milk and grass.
Do you like
milky grass?
Like just plain green tea?
On ice.
Like, do you like just green tea?
No, I don't like dirty tea water.
I love plain green tea. So it's just a taste preference.
And the girls are going crazy for it. And half these women, there's no way, y'all don't really like this.
No.
It's a trend. It's cute. It's green. It's like, it's a thing.
I do agree because I got the Starbucks matcha iced latte and I didn't tell them to like alter it at all. And that was a milkshake.
This is the people that want the parasite.
Yeah, exactly.
It was.
Yep, exactly.
It was like, I like a little sweetener in it, like a little honey. What I drank, I took a sip and I was like, oh, it was just a milkshake. So I'm like, yeah, people are walking around saying, I like matcha, but that's the matcha they like.
That's true. You're not, they don't walk, you're the real deal. It's like a whiskey drinker. Like, oh, you like your little, fireball. You like your little
meat.
Yeah, matcha neat, hot. That's how Katie likes it. Leave a blade of grass in there. It's not good. Man, I used to love McDonald's iced coffees. I could get those in college.
That's a milkshake.
You are drinking sugar milk.
Did you ever get like a frappe?
Isn't that chocolatey and stuff? I don't do that.
I think they have a non-chocolate one. It's like an iced.
They're crazy. They're diabolical.
Coffee milkshake slushy. I don't know how to describe it.
Man, I'm very excited to do a report though. I don't know. This speaking of all these crazy sugary coffees and whatnot, I found this has been a life-changing thing in the last month. Okay. I've found an issue that's fixed my bowels. This is something I talk about a lot.
This is
but I thought having the runs once a week was a normal experience. And then you started really speaking up. You go, this isn't.
I mean, I've been speaking up for years, but it's just like you just. Well,
it's kind of crazy. Yeah. And we determined it was clear. I'm a little. The dairy doesn't do good on me, and I don't have a lot of dairy.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is part of my life. And then I learned you flagged this. You go whey protein. That's dairy, like the powdered whey protein. You know, again, I'm trying to be fit, so I've been having that pretty regularly for a year or two. Mm-hmm. And I go, let me stop doing that. I mean, this is what real life's like. I don't have to run to the bathroom every now and then. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Wild that you lived your life like that for so long. Yeah.
Dude, being a dude rules.
It's just crazy.
If you've ever met a guy, he has at least one thing really wrong with him that he just lives with. Derek has sleep apnea. He'll have it his whole life. Yeah, he doesn't care. He's a man. What's he supposed to do?
Fix it? I used one.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Every guy you know, every man you know, you go, wait. Your knee hurts? You say, yeah, it's hurt for 4 years. Every step I take, it hurts. Every guy you know has an ailment, and he just does it. He just deals with it. It's amazing.
I just don't get that. I'm like, if there's something wrong with you, just fix it.
I fell snowboarding.
You sound like a girl.
Yeah, I fell snowboarding with the kids last winter. I still can't do push-ups normally. I have to like use dumbbells.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, it feels like...
Life goes on. Yeah. He broke his arm. It grew back weird. And he'll live the rest of his life like that, and he's fine.
Right, yeah. Live the next
This is what 60 men do.
Years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a business opportunity. If someone could figure out how to get men to the doctor, we could make $1 billion. Okay, do you have a correct opinion?
I do. My correct opinion is that riding in the car in silence is better than riding in the car with music. And this is an opinion I had before kids. It's not just the whole like, oh, I'm overstimulated or like too much noise and I get in the car and it's quiet. It is much better now. When I get in the car alone, I'm like, oh, this is nice. But I drove around in silence way before having kids. I just think it's nice. When what other time are you like alone in a confined space, just silent without putting anything into your head?
I have finally known what you're going through. I've been overstimulated lately for the first time in my life.
Wow.
When I got out yesterday for a little workout, 30-minute workout, first one in weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me go out there. Let me get my headphones out of habit. I go, the last thing I want is noise in my ear.
Yeah.
And I was just in that garage and just dead silence. And then I wanted more of it. Katie, I did. I was at my wit's end. You go, why don't you take five, go shower? I just stood in that shower. Like someone who just learned their family was in a car crash or something. The water ran over me and a blank stare in front of me.
I did.
And I go, I want to be in the shower for 3 hours.
You were there for quite some time. It was definitely like the length.
You encouraged. Wait. Don't gaslight me. Don't do this.
I said, go do that. But then it started to creep. You were right on the borderline of too long for sure. For sure. It was a fine amount, but any longer, I was about to say something. I'm like, all right, I'm not trying to be out here for an hour by myself.
Yeah, the silence is, it's not you. That's what I've tried to do. Working out or showering. I don't need to. It's silent. It's very nice.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, my old job, I drove a ton during the day to different hospitals and stuff. And I think I just very rarely put music on. And I wasn't overstimulated then, but nice. You can actually just think, or I don't know.
Do you use it to think?
Yeah, what do you think about? Do you play game?
These days, I don't know if there's a ton of thinking going on. I feel like back in the day, maybe I'd be like planning something out in my head or, you know, doing more of that kind of stuff.
Now it's just
blank.
Just tumbleweeds.
Now it's just like, let me focus on driving so that I don't crash.
Is that why moms are bad at driving? Because you've definitely digressed in that.
Have I?
Come on. Don't make me sound bad. We've been driving. There's been a lot of like,
I go a little too fast. And sometimes.
Like kind of, oh, oops, I'm going 25 over. And then like
that's kinda always
park on a curb, like slam. That's what you've always done? I don't know.
I've always gone a little too fast. The other stuff is probably just, yeah. Tired.
Okay, let's get back to some submissions. Send us your podcast submissions, traykeener.com/correctopinions. Thanks for y'all have been sending them over the last weeks. So we're getting back to them. We're getting caught up. So I had to read this one. This was, listen to this. Someone wrote in. They go, I know what you're having. Your third baby is a boy. This was sent weeks ago. Okay. This was sent prior to his birth or the announcement of the gender.
Is this a psychic or something?
She goes, how do I know? Because we are living the same life. Only I'm 6 months ahead of you.
Oh.
We live in the same town.
Oh.
6 months.
Really creepy.
We live in the same town. 6 months after I had my first son, you had Thomas, your son. 6 months after I had my daughter, you had Eva, your daughter. And now 6 months after my third, a boy, you will be having yours. Also, based on the things you discuss about your children on the podcast, mine are the exact same. My son doesn't eat anything. My daughter will eat anything and everything, including chalk. The only difference I've noticed so far is my oldest is very into Spider-Man. And you won't let yours be. Aha! We did. We put a stop to that.
We did.
We go, oh, buddy, Spider-Man, he died.
No, we didn't say that. We said that it didn't work on our TV. I wonder where he learned the lying from.
Yeah, where he learned the lie. Spider-Man, he's like, wait, there he is. I go, yeah, Spider-Man.
It actually doesn't play on Spider-Man our TV. Spider-Man
committed webicide. The only difference I noticed so far is mine's into Spider-Man. Yours, you won't let be. Since I'm you in the future in 6 months, let me warn you, the third child is wild. At 3 months old, he was able to flop himself out of the swing. He's fallen off the bed, fallen off the bouncer multiple times, even while buckled in. He's really hard to hold because he's trying to jump out of your arms. And nursing him, good luck to you, Katie. I can already tell we have many urgent care visits in our future with this third child. Best of luck.
No.
And thanks for the entertainment. Wow.
No.
It's kind of ominous.
That is, the whole thing was foreshadowing, ominous.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to argue with her. Same life. Our daughter just continually walks up out of nowhere and goes, found this. That's like a weird piece of food.
Yeah.
And then she starts eating it.
I don't know where she's going.
Whoa, don't eat that. And she goes, oh, all gone.
She does. I'm like, what is that? And she just goes, all gone. I'm like, I hope it was food.
Jeez.
My third has been falling off more things than the other two. There's something to the third. Just
I thought of this the other. Oh, this is a submission that made me think of this. How about this? Okay. Let me find. Thank you for writing that in. And that's horrifying. And they're certainly spying on us.
Yeah.
Okay. Where was this? This is something about baby showers. Because this occurred to me while I look for the submission. Could you explain to me? Oh, here it is. Hey, Katie and Trey. First, I want to say congrats on the baby. Thank you. I just had my second little girl on June 30th.
Oh.
That's when he was born. Oh, wow. This is getting the recties in us are one. We are one.
Yeah, we are synced.
You're synced. We're synced up with the listeners.
Yeah, we are.
You gotta keep us posted on your cycle.
Oh.
When it returns.
Oh.
Because I bet all throughout the Midwest.
All the women are going to be synced.
In the suburbs.
Wow.
Mother Katie will sync up the nation.
Oh my gosh.
Have you seen the new weird mom cult woman?
No.
Oh, it's weird. There's a very viral video that some woman, it's like a Christian pastor thing, but you know, call it that with a caveat of, I say it like you know, a caveat. They're like in a bookstore doing a signing and you know, people that people go, have you seen that clip?
No. I did see that one.
And so that's got my algorithm. There's a bunch of like public gatherings where they call her like mother and stuff.
I have not seen this.
Pentecostal or are they like,
I don't know. Oh yeah. They're not Catholic. Okay. We'll come back to that. So she says, I just had my second little girl on June 30th. It was a lot of fun to hear Katie's take since we were basically due at the same time. I just want your take on this. Thank you cards for baby showers. You know how at every shower, someone, you know, jots down which gifts you got, name of the person who gave it. My correct opinion is that this needs to not be a thing. Like, if you bring a gift to my shower, I'm obviously saying thank you in person. The thank you card seems like butt kissing. It's a little much. And there's the generic layout of the letter. Yes, there's a template. Dear so-and-so, thank you for you so kindly give. Come on, how genuine is that? None of my invitations have ever been physical. They're digital. So you mean to tell me all these people, I have to find those people's addresses to, I had a shower at 38 weeks pregnant and had my baby at 39 in 2 days. So I really hope nobody's expecting a thank you note because that's not happening. Would love to hear your thoughts. First thought, when's our baby shower? Did you have a baby shower for him?
No.
Why not?
Because people have already given us stuff for two other babies.
So the third, sorry, dude, screw you.
He doesn't know.
Well, you're big on this. Every child needs to be treated the same just because they're the third.
Yeah, he'll still have the same like birthday parties and stuff, but he was in my belly. He doesn't know.
Why didn't you get a baby shower? We're going to some chick's baby shower this weekend.
Yeah, for her first baby.
So one baby is more valuable than the other?
It's because they need more stuff. We have everything.
We have everything.
Except all the stuff that I've bought since he's been born.
We have everything, says the woman who's made 40 Amazon boxes show up. And then there's like a little sweatshirt for mommy thrown in there. And like, and this is the problem, Derek. I'm wearing, I think I talked about this.
You did.
Off pod.
No, you talked about it.
Was on the Patreon episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've gotten these new jeans. These are sweatpants, y'all. And you guys are watching this. Your jaws just hit the floor. I know. They look like jeans. They're the best thing ever. I got one in every color. And I go, Katie, I've never found a piece of clothing like this, so I'm going all in. And I knew I was fair. I was afraid of this. It definitely flipped a switch in my wife's brain. She goes, oh, we're buying stuff. And she bought herself a bunch of stuff. And I guess that's fair, but I knew we had this great big budget talk. Let's stop. And I go, all right, this is a little different. I've bought myself clothing in years. I kind of need new pants. I found them. Let me load up for the next decade. And there's fancy stuff showing up, and you deserve it. You pushed out a baby, but let's now, we've had our fun, right? Let's go back to that. Because there was a month there, there was very few boxes. And now yes. Thomas woke up today. He's like, what if we played a fun game where we open more boxes today? That's how many boxes are coming. So,
and I did, to be fair. I also told you that I was buying kids' clothes because there was a ton of sales right now. And so I'm kind of stocking up for like winter. And next, I like to do this. I like to shop like next summer right now because all the summer clothes are on sale.
Give me credit for that.
So
I do enjoy that our kids are well-dressed. Thank you for doing that.
It's one of my
very cute
favorite things to do. And that's my only hobby right now.
Okay, don't make it sound depressing. Don't. Okay, Trails, that's the only thing that like brings me joy right now in my whole life.
But anyway, I'll stop. It's fine.
But what do you think of the thank you cards? Are people those have got to be dying by the year? The tradition of writing a physical thank you card.
I think especially when you give a gift to someone in person. Like I currently have in my mind, I need to write 2 thank you notes because someone mailed me a gift and I don't know when I'm going to see them again. And it's like your mom's friends actually. So I do think that I need to write them a thank you note. But if you give me a gift in person and I say thank you in person, I do think that's maybe we're good.
Do you think thank you notes for weddings should still keep rolling?
I kind of have mixed feelings because part of me says we're done. And then part of me says sometimes it's nice to be like, to know that like I sent a really nice gift to someone and that they actually received it. I'd be fine with a text.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think a text are big. You go text, maybe just to send text would be nice. Just thanks for coming. I think that's fine for weddings. I think we need to continue thank you notes where it actually means something. Cause you get the wedding thank you note, everyone rolls their eyes. Oh, thing. Yeah. You sat there and annoyingly wrote these. But bring back, like, always remember, and I have to credit my parents for this fully because my mom will get
she
a thank you
note. This one.
She stayed with us for a few days. One will show up in a couple of days. Thanks for the hospitality last week.
Oh,
yeah, I know. You're like, wow, but it is. But that's why you went all because that's an unexpected thank you note, and those kind of blow your mind.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like when my parents, because they're big on this, they coached me up. I think when we were dating, I went to a vacation with your family, and I wrote your parents a thank you note.
That one,
and they basically were like, impregnate our daughter right now.
Yeah, they did say that on the vacation. It was a little creepy. But.
That was the funniest part. It's so foreign to me from my insanely conservative, like, follow the rules parents. We were dating, and you joked, and you were like eating a lot, and you joked, I'm eating for two. And by the way, this was not how we were, but that's why it was so funny. It was a joke. And your mom goes, wouldn't bother me.
Yeah,
and
we
you
were
like,
just
oh my
dating.
Gosh, mom.
And I was like, oh my gosh, mom. We're not engaged or anything. And yeah, she was very weirdly down for that. So.
Well, I'm a stand-up guy. I'm a wonderful person, right?
Yes, that's why I married you.
That's why she married you.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
But bring my thank you notes for when you're not expecting it, you know?
Yeah, I think that's.
Has Gen Z gone to texting thank yous? Is that like transitioned over or is it still?
They're probably doing cameos or something, but you like bring them dinner and then they send you a video and they're like, thank you. They're dancing.
That'd be entertaining too.
That's kind of fun.
Like
they already send you a video. It's like trigger warning. Thank you incoming. In case, like, one day you had a thank you that traumatized you. It'd probably be stuff like that.
Yeah.
By the way, a lot of packages showing up. That's okay. You're being a good mom.
Yes.
I mean, some's for Katie in there, but you're being a good mom, getting their stuff.
Yep.
And we talk about budget. It's real. We're family. You got to keep an eye on the budget. And I'm big on that. I was taught that by my parents. It's very fortunate. I can't wait to teach to our kids. And Cash App, proud sponsor, has a great tool for this. So if your parent, listen up. This is really cool. Cash App now offers managed accounts for kids age 6 to 12 that grow with them all the way to adulthood. No subscription fees. Because building money habits shouldn't cost extra. The account runs through you, so you're not just watching from the sidelines. You're actually in it with them. That's what makes it a really cool teaching tool. Every time money comes in or goes out, it's a chance to talk about it. So I love this. We're going to be doing this.
That's awesome.
By the time a couple more years get Thomas in this, it's structured independence. They get real life practice with money and you're right there with them through every stage. So if you're ready, To start teaching money habits without adding more stress to your plate, download Cash App and set up a managed account for your child today. For a limited time, new Cash App customers who are parents can use our exclusive referral code FAMILY10. That's FAMILY10, no spaces, to earn $10. Download Cash App, enter the referral code in your profile, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you will receive $10. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking for services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App, Visa, debit, flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debt flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Savings and offerings provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Parent and legal guardians can open a managed account for kids 6 to 12. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Would our children be alive without mac and cheese, by the way?
No. No.
Unbelievable.
And it's not, that's not something I thought, you know, when I was becoming a mom that I was going to do. You know, I'm a little, I like to be a little healthier, but.
Well, how do you keep, well, you do keep it healthier.
Right. So I found some healthier mac and cheese on Thrive.
Your big Thrive girl. This showed up. I go, Thrive. What is this? And now they're proud sponsor of the pod.
Love it.
And it's been the best thing in the
healthy snacks, healthy, which is so great.
What do you get on there?
Get the Annie's mac and cheese. There's so many like new fruit bars and kids snacks. You get those
nuggets, the frozen like veggie nuggets?
Yes, the veggie nuggets on there.
They love there. They devour those. Get some veggies. They have all sorts of stuff. It's amazing. They restrict 1,000+ ingredients. No stressing over labels or Googling every additive. They pre-vet their products. Every product's curated, organic, and non-GMO brands. So we love Thrive. You'll love it too. You pay $5 a month, so you don't have to Google and just determine if
it's healthy or not, or what ingredients are in it. And,
you get good groceries you can trust. Good products for your kids, for your family. So ready to build your ultimate summer cart? Join Thrive Market with our link, thrivemarket.com/correctopinions. And you'll get $20 off your first three orders plus a free gift. Ooh, surprise.
That's great.
Thrivemarket.com/correctopinions. $20 off your first three orders plus a free gift.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com three times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Another time where that's kind of like, it's like a kid's birthday party. I have never done this, but I've definitely not written thank you notes for a kid's birthday party. Like if you bring presents to Thomas's birthday party, I've never written a thank you note. I do think it is cute and a good idea to maybe like have the kid like color a picture. To like color a picture to like, you know, get them in the habit of being like, oh, someone bought you something. This is a thank you note. That's like a cute way to do it. And then they like.
Show his hand, by the way.
We have a giant baby.
Do we agree? He's like 3 weeks old. Is that gross?
Why? Big pause.
Because we did the ancestry. We might be related, and this is the outcome here. Can we show it? Or are you going to bother him too much?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, the dad, what are we doing? Okay, another submission. I have a couple questions related to health. Number one, Katie, what is your go-to workout routine? I'm entering my 30s soon, and I'm needing some ideas on how to keep myself looking nice. You obviously take care of yourself, and I'm inspired by you. Wow. I love how you are slim, thick.
That is not what it
says. Paraphrasing.
That is not what it says.
Tips and tricks appreciated. Number two, Trey, I've been married for 3 years now, and I'm still struggling on making my husband meals that keep him full. He jokes that I make him bird food. But I also don't want to get him fat. Any ideas? Oh. Any ideas on healthy Philly meals for a man? Okay, Katie, answer. How are you keeping it tight?
Okay. Honestly, there's not a specific routine that I've been doing the last few years, but I would say that incline walking is huge. I feel like do a really high incline. Do that for a while. It's very helps your thighs slim down. It's like pretty good cardio. If you do it for a while, it's hard. And I do love some Pilates. I feel like that's my, like when I'm finally like kind of strong enough, my body's in a good place, that's my go-to.
Those are your go-tos. But yeah, mostly I'll say what I witness that blows my mind still is what you eat and how sad it is. Like, and you'll find those with really always fit people. What they eat is very sad. And I props to you because you're last night
was actually probably one of the most sad meals I've ever had.
And Katie does this regularly and she's content, genuinely like, she's not like, this sucks. She's like, this is great.
Last night was the first time I think I was just kind of like, this is brutal, but whatever. It's food.
No, I've seen you eat this a million times. It was leftover pasta we cooked. You know, there's this one night where I go, okay, you know what? Long story short, I'm like, kids love noodles, right? And they go, yeah, make us all the noodles. I go, let me just make the most noodles possible. And then they go, neither of us want that. So we have a lifetime supply of cooked noodles now that I guess we have to eat.
Yeah.
You know how degrading it is to be on 3 hours of sleep and eating animal pasta?
Yeah, like pasta shaped like an animal. It's honestly pretty good. But
so you, Katie just warmed that up and warmed up frozen peas and made a big bowl of noodles and peas and put butter in it.
Yeah, that's what I ate for dinner.
So she eats like that. And so keep that in mind. And that's a big part of it. I mean, props to you. She eats very light and eats very healthy. For regards to your man, so he doesn't eat bird food, just double the meat. That's all we need. Just double it. That won't make him fat. You've done this. Like, babe, I've made us both. And you've learned this. But early on, I'd be like, we're both going to eat fish. And we each have like a 4-ounce piece of fish. I go, so I weigh how much more than you? I'm going to need more. Just double it. You'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're making a nice casserole. Double the meat on his side. That won't make him fat. Okay. How long was those 35 minutes?
Yep.
Yeah. I've still done. Guys, Trey's back. I'm locked in. We're up to here in a second. I'm going to do some push-ups. Someone, like, keep writing in here. We said, hey, Trey, coming from North Carolina, my mom got me hooked on your content years ago, probably even when I was in middle school. I've been following since the original Fallelujah days. I've seen you live twice, and we actually did a meet and greet when we went to your first show, my first show in Charlotte. I think I froze. I didn't know what to say. Haha. Anyways, now approaching college, I've loved watching your podcast and I find it really entertaining. You probably didn't expect that from the younger generation to listen to your pods, but the real ones know ball, as the kids say these days. Oh. You and Katie should do a segment guessing what new teen slang is.
Oh, that's good.
What that would have been when you were younger. I feel like you've probably seen some of the new slang, but would Katie know what they mean? No, she wouldn't. Congrats on your third. So happy for you guys. Thank you. What's up? Okay, Katie. Can we do a quick quiz? Yeah. She sent these in. What does clock it mean? Clock it.
Like, remember that.
That's pretty close. Yeah, clock
like,
it.
Like, notice it or like.
Yeah, yeah. Nailed it. Okay. Clock it.
Brain's still working.
Go touch grass. Touch grass.
Like you're out of touch. You need to like go.
Oh, well, sorry. I'm just telling you that. It means go outside, get off your phone, basically.
Mm.
Touch grass. But I mean, get outside, go do something. You need to touch grass. Because you deserve it. Pop off.
Like.
Pop off.
Like go off.
Yeah, you know it. Whoa. NPC alert. Why are you acting like that guy's an NPC?
Is it like an...
Dang, did you... Yeah, they came over, but I don't know. She says she likes this guy. Kind of moves like an NPC.
Like a NARP, like a not a real person.
Oh.
So what does that mean? He's not a real person?
Yeah.
Does that mean...
You've never heard that phrase?
Are you kidding me? Don't gaslight me. Stop gaslighting me. You're so good at it. Is that a good or bad thing?
Bad thing.
Okay. Yeah. Non-player character.
Oh, they had to make it technical. They
could NPC. Just it's from a video game. A non-player character. It's like one of the guys in the background that like can't do anything. No personality. Mm. Aura farming. Bro is aura farming. Oh no, don't aura. Oh, why are you trying to, you're aura farming.
You're trying to steal someone else's joy.
What in the world? <I don't know. laughs> Yeah, all the bros are saying that. Bro, quit stealing his joy, bro. I don't know. You're stealing his sparkles, dog.
I don't.
Let
know
his light shine.
Gen Z could be doing like, that.
Trying
know.
To look too cool. You're aura. You want more aura. They're after farming for aura. Mm. Okay, you did pretty good. You're gonna be cool, mom.
Thanks.
You're gonna be cool, mom. Another submission. Should husbands cut the umbilical cord? My husband and I aren't pregnant, but this somehow keeps coming up in conversation. It's so weird. It's so funny.
Who's bringing it up?
There's out to dinner. She's like, you'd cut the cord, right? Yeah. He's like, we're engaged. Yeah. Men. I thought I'd let y'all settle the debate. I've always thought it was kind of a given that after birth, the dad cuts the cord. It's the one thing he gets to do. I love how she's, what side do you think she's on? That's literally the one thing he does.
Yeah.
So you think he would want to do that. My husband, on the other hand, thinks it's unnecessary and honestly says it grosses him out. So he doesn't really see the big deal. My thought is if you're already there and seeing everything anyway, what's the difference in cutting the cord? You just feel the attitude through the keyboard. Yeah. I love women. They're thanks for helping settle our little debate. Hopefully we figure this out by the time we have kids. Well, tell him if you ever wants to hang, hit me up, man. Because I'm 0-3, baby. 3 kids, 3 passes. You got it.
Well, I didn't cut the cord, but the doctor did.
I'm batting 250.
You're 1-4.
Yeah.
Which one did you cut?
The boys. And the other ones.
That's right. Yeah. Because
we had
yeah.
some NICU stuff and stuff. But
oh, it's the only one you had the opportunity to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have gone all
that's
over.
Funny. It is like a little... cut the. Yeah. That's Derek's opinion. I'll cut the cord only for the boys. Yeah. I don't touch the girls until they're at least a few years old. I think. I don't. To me, I just. I don't. It's not even a gross or weird thing. I just do. I don't need to. It means nothing to me. I'm not a sentimental guy. It's not like I get to do that. I go, I just feel like you're probably going to be better at it. And they really hack through it.
Well,
it's a weird texture.
His was like huge.
Really?
Yeah.
They specifically, they were like, this is huge.
Fire hose. So I don't, and it all is kind of gross. And I just, it's a lot happening. I'd rather just kind of be up here with my wife and the baby's on her chest. And I don't need to be down there. Like, it's like, you ever got scissors that aren't sharp enough and you kind of got to really get at the end of them and really like hack into like a, that's what it's like. I've watched them. I go, I don't need to.
I do think that is.
And I'm like, what do I do? I don't want to do it too long. He has an Audi.
I think that's not going to change his belly button.
That's how that's part of that goes through my brain. I go, where I know that's not how it works, but I feel like it's how it works.
That's not how it works at all. But I do think that's a good point that it's like, instead of doing that task, you were like more focused on like me and the baby instead of like doing that part.
Thank you.
Which is fine. I mean, I do think.
But if you were like, this woman, you're like, why would you not want to do it? You should want to do it. It's special. I want you part of it. You know, and I'd say, okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
But you didn't care.
Yeah.
And now I did sew you up. That was important to me.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't even look down there.
Never did. And when I walk around, I go, I do this. I got flamed on that Matt and Abby podcast. Someone was like, I went viral in a weird algorithm.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's a scumbag. He thinks it's gross. All right.
I don't even want to look down there.
Yeah. Post yours then. You think it's so beautiful? Let's see it.
I don't think people want to do that.
Yeah. No one wants to see it, do they?
Yeah.
They want to see the Mona Lisa. It's a beautiful work of art.
Oh.
They want to see you moaning, Lisa. 5 out of 10? 6 out of 10 joke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just start doing that with me.
Doing what?
Just rate me.
Oh, okay. Be happy. Be happy too.
Oh, she's so annoying. Okay. You didn't like that. Okay, rate that one.
0 out of 10.
Okay. Okay, let's do one more here. Hi, Katie and Trey. Congrats on the baby. I just had my... I just had my 4th baby a week before Katie. And I just have to agree about how uncomfortable the hard hospital beds are. It was so bad for me that it triggered sciatic nerve pain. And I could not walk for a week. Also, totally agree that having multiple kids is easier than having one kid. My kids are 9, 6, 4, and now a newborn. And I think it's gotten easier with every kid we have had. They play with each other, can get their own lunch, can help around the house. I remember just having just one toddler boy, and it was worse because I was his only source of entertainment. I say have the fourth. Come on, don't.
Okay, there is a little difference is that your oldest was 9. Currently, ours is 3.
I saw a funny TikTok
pop up. But that was our choice. It was our choice.
I saw a woman pop up. She goes, anyone else, how do they survive 2 under 2? And she's crying. She's crying. I just don't even know. And all the comments, you got this, mom. I go, we're doing it. We did it worse than that. Dirk has like 4 under 3 or something. I can't keep up with his situation.
He's a very squeaky baby. Yeah. Like more than our others, but.
He is cute, man.
He's ginormous.
That's 3 weeks old. He's a monster.
Oh. I mean, yeah, now we can show his hands a little bit better.
Well, okay. Thanks for all the submissions. Look, we got more. We'll get to them.
Hold on. Look how big this hand is.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I'm eating.
Is that an extra finger? We'll get to more submissions next week, and keep sending them. TreyKinnear.com/correctopinions.
I do have this video if you did want
to. Oh, you found it. Okay. This was, as I was referencing earlier, this was making the rounds. This is some new viral woman who's kind of like a pastor of sorts. And I saw there's a bunch of, she's a woman herself, and she's gotten all the ladies. So this is like at a Barnes & Noble. Can you imagine checking this out?
Oh my god.
Just on the folding chair. Yeah, that girl needs to, she's a do better. Okay, there's some dudes there. I see that one woman was first in the edit.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's they're passed out. No, not the kids.
Don't do it to the kids.
In America, I think by far, because of the hunger.
This is a cult.
Everything from the past will be gone. All the new diseases.
Gotta stand in line really long.
Yeah.
Your mind be totally healed now.
Wait, what does it say? What's the pastor's name?
Apostle Catherine.
Hustle Catherine?
K. Apostle Catherine K.
Apostle Catherine. Hustle Catherine.
Oh, she's calling herself an apostle? I don't like that.
So yeah, it says like... They talk to her like that. Hi, Mama. I honor you. It's all online. It's kind of what's interesting. That's all I know about it. So if anyone knows more, I don't know. But I've seen one or two videos, and I was just scrolling a couple of these.
It's like that. That's what happened at that.
Oh my god! What just happened? I blacked out. I watched one of the videos.
That's what happened at that weekend I went to where I got pushed over. People were doing that.
You didn't participate.
I didn't do my convulsion and fall to the ground, so they had to push me.
Yeah, unfortunately, they found a woman who physically can't do that. See, I could do it. You convulse.
I
convulse.
Can't do that right now.
Katie could never. I'd do it. I would have a blast. I'd give me an Academy Award. I'd be up there dabbing for the Lord. All jokes aside, that's, horribly, I think it's a cold, and that's very sad, and those people are very vulnerable, and I pray they find the real Lord. Convulse, go.
No.
Yeah,
Was that an Eva right there? No.
No.
When Thomas explained like an entire thing of he wanted to do the other day, he loves to talk, and he was like explaining this whole game they were going to do, da da da. And he finally goes, after 5 minutes of just nonstop talking, he goes, okay, Eva, you want to do this? She just goes, no.
Nope.
No.
That's what's. I get more of your that's so Raven kind of witchcrafty mind. I'm going to have a boy, girl, boy, and you've described all the personalities perfectly. It's horrifying. Like the woman who wrote in, and that you can tell the future apparently. I always knew I'd have a scary girl, and yeah, she went. She was cranky. She just goes, she just threw a book at me and goes, read that now. Oh.
You're not going to be that way, are you?
No, sweet little man. What's he going to be like? Mind reader.
He's going to be sweet too, but a little bit more. I think he's going to be like a big, gentle giant.
Okay.
Yep.
What are we talking? 6'9"?
I don't think that. No. Okay. They're like 6'3".
Gentle giant, huh? Mm-hmm. Let's get to a clip or two I have here. We got to react here and we'll round out the episode. Pull up this first one. This is good. This was this guy. He goes, he's mimicking his wife, who's the caption is, my wife when I don't put something in the calendar. Mm. So hope you enjoy this.
Just a reminder, I'm going golfing on Friday morning.
I didn't know that.
I told you that I was going golfing.
You didn't tell me you were going golfing.
Yes, I
did. Hold on. It's not on the calendar.
Oh, well, I told you I was going, so.
It's not in the calendar. So you're not going. Because if you're going, you'd be in the calendar. Why aren't you putting it in the calendar?
I had told you that.
There is a lot that goes on in this house. Somebody's keeping this all straight, and it's me. Look at the calendar. Look at the calendar. You can't go golfing on Friday. Because I'm getting my nails done on Friday.
I thought by telling you, you would put it in the calendar.
That's not how the calendars work. If you have something that is going on, you should look at the calendar first. Once you've looked at the calendar and realized that it's open, then you call me and we talk about it. Once we've talked about it, then you can go put it in the calendar. This is crazy. You're going to have to pick a different day to golf.
Babe, just remember.
I like this woman's energy.
Everyone, we all live the same life. First thing I think of when I watch this is I never knew how much I'd hate women's nails. I think I speak for every man. We go,
I agree.
Like, yo, cut them off. We don't care if they're painted ever again. The amount of times you hit me with, I got to do the nails. And it's a 2-hour experience. And I go, can I paint them? What can we do? And then you're going, I don't even like to go do them.
I don't, but I have this bad habit of picking them. And so if I don't get them done, then I pick them so badly. So it's like this really double-edged sword. Oh,
the nails.
Yeah. You should learn how to do them. And I can stay home.
Okay. Let's go. We'll have a whole nail day.
Yeah.
Kids can be involved. They pick the colors.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thomas.
Just recently, we had... Go ahead.
Thomas, he said, next time you get your nails done, I want one hand blue and one hand red, please. Got it.
Okay. You came home from hanging out a little while ago, and like they were saying your boys' trip is this weekend. I go, yeah, I think I told you that. You go, it's not on the calendar. We were hanging out. I pulled up the calendar. It's not in there. I go, all right. I had some other thing. I put in the calendar for you. It's in the calendar.
It is. I'm actually really... one of my like middle of the night thoughts when I was like feeding him was I think it's time for us to get one of those skylight calendars. I've talked about it before.
Oh, this is weird. You usually don't want to buy new things. So we're not getting that, right? Because we're not going to buy anything.
I won't get it this month.
We don't need a calendar that lights up. I made fun of you. I made fun of you so much for your handwritten calendar. And you were...
He doesn't like what you have to say.
They're always on your side.
Well, they were inside of me.
I just don't... I made fun of you for handwriting the calendar, and you were like, you got really upset. You go, this is how I like to do it. But now we're changing that?
Well, then I thought maybe a nice technical one you would like better than my handwritten one.
I think the Red Sox agree with this. For a while there, you know, I have a work assistant who helps me with my calendar. And you would come to me and say, Trey, when you talk about the calendar, I go, well, you need to email my assistant.
Yeah, and I, no.
Does that make sense, Derek?
She's so good with the calendar, Katie.
Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh.
I go, well, I have someone for that, you know, with my work. So at 11 p.m. on a Tuesday, you need to call her because I don't even know what's going on with the calendar. So I'll link y'all up.
That's no.
And I think every wife would agree with that.
That I need to talk to you about our family happenings. Yes.
I'll loop you in with my assistant.
Ew.
We have some friends that they would put on the calendar, you know, times to be romantic.
Oh, wow.
So you can message her that time.
Exactly.
My calendar is not that detailed.
I that sounds cruel. The amount of times I'd probably get a late email. We're going to have to move this meeting. Okay. He's kind of checked out of this one.
What time is it?
Oh, there's cries upstairs. They're here.
Yikes. It's probably pretty bad. We left our 2-year-old and 3-year-old unattended upstairs, huh?
That's not real.
I know. It's just kidding. We have a babysitter.
We're making it work. Our usual caretaker is out on vacation. We have another child watching our children. You ever think about that? High schooler. They're great. But they are there's just a bunch of children up there.
Yeah.
Hope they're doing okay. Let's watch this one more video and then we'll go make sure everyone's alive and well. Excuse me. All right, Katie, I thought of you because these women are talking about like midlife stuff.
Midlifer confessions.
My feet were turning brown and I thought I was in full liver failure. Turns out the new lotion I bought was self-tanner.
Midlifer confessions.
Is that happening, Katie?
I mixed up what was in my hands and threw cat treats in my mouth instead of the peanuts.
Midlifer confessions.
I made the mistake of having my morning coffee before taking the dog for a walk. On the walk, I tripped over the curb and then proceeded to crap myself. I had to lay in the gutter while the neighbor drove by so then I could quickly go home.
Midlifer confessions.
Oh my, I had a brief moment of panic because I didn't have my seatbelt on. I was sitting in my office cubicle chair.
Midlifer confessions.
As always, friends, this is a safe space. Tell us your
midlifer confessions.
What's yours, Katie?
I'm still really concerned about the poop one, to be honest.
Well, that's midlife. You've done that.
I've never pooped my pants. You can't. You can.
Wait, you never have?
Not since I was like a little
child. Not since like 3 weeks ago?
Are you talking about labor?
How embarrassing. I actually don't know. I don't look right on there.
Yeah, you don't know.
I like to think that probably never happened because you're so beautiful and perfect.
I'm not really classifying myself as a midlifer, so.
Oh.
Those
when you were how 3 years apart?
Yeah, you think I look like them?
No, I'm joking. Well, they look lovely. They look like fun.
They look amazing, but I'm not as old as them.
Well, what's the average life expectancy?
I don't know. Mine?
80. Women live to 81. What's a man's?
That was like 72 in the U.S., but I think it went
76 up. For men.
Why are y'all living longer?
That went up.
What's the average lifespan of a white woman? That describes Katie. See that down there? Click that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 80 to 81.
I think I have better genetics, though, because my great-grandmother lived till she was 104.
Oh. Dude, what are you going to do with your new life without me? You're gonna be widowed for 42 years.
Don't say stuff like that.
32. 104? Bro, I don't want to sniff 90.
What?
I really believe this. Some people are like, I want to live this. All this new trend of people like, I want to live to 120. I go, why would I want to live to 100?
It depends on how you're doing. Like she lived alone in a 2-story house until she was 98. Perfectly fine. She had a garden. She was cooking for herself.
Oh my God. That's boring.
This is Eva. This is why we named our daughter this. She was a...
Derek, how do you feel about this? My whole life I've been like, why would I want to live to 100?
To see your great-great-grandkids.
My wife's family, all of her grandparents lived that long. It's crazy. Mine all croaked early. She's going to live like 30 years legit without me. It's
sad when you guys say
that. Well, that's the data. Mm-hmm.
Good thing you're doing this challenge. Hopefully it reduces your... age.
Yeah, hopefully.
You need to go do your blood work again and see your biological age is.
Well, so yeah, so I've done my scans, I've done my blood work. I'm doing all right. I'm not dying anytime soon. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got it. So we're gonna finish this up and can I go back to taking care of three kids?
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about? Let's talk for another hour. Your options are to talk nonstop to your husband or go take care of three kids. So what do you choose?
They both
those are like, your options.
They
that's
both
kind
seem
of
like a lot of energy. So
well, love you, Rectis. Thanks for tuning in yet again. What are we? We're coming up on August.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna probably gonna be announcing a few little shows here soon. So the Rectis will be the first to know, of course. And other than that, we'll talk to you next week and just keep us in your prayers. I can feel one of them praying for me right now.
Oh my gosh. You good?
Yeah, I've never been better.
Wow.
That really hurts my head to do.
The way you did that looks
so
painful.
Woman who did that her head's still gotta be hurting. All right. Love
he
you.
Doesn't like it either.
Peace. Correct opinion.